Chapter 10. Addie Tells the Truth. Grandma Amelia's house was very big, with a lot of rooms. It was full of very old furniture. I had a beautiful room with my own bathroom. Grandma Amelia never came downstairs. She was very friendly to me, and she invited me to sit with her in her room. She told me stories about the old days. She talked about the French Opera House and the beautiful women there. Grandma Amelia's servant, Mayflower, was very kind to me. Mayflower took good care of Amelia, and they liked each other very much. At first, I couldn't understand why Mayflower liked Amelia so much. "Why was Grandma Amelia unfriendly to my mother?" I asked her.
"Who told you that?" Mayflower asked, surprised.
"Well, she didn't want to see us," I said.
"That's not true," Mayflower said. "Your grandma loved your mother very much. Your father didn't let them see each other."
"Why not?" I asked.
"Your grandma didn't like your father. He was married twice before. Each time he left his wife. Then he met your mother. Your grandma tried to stop the wedding, and your father never forgave her."
I was surprised. Perhaps Grandma Amelia wasn't so terrible after all. One afternoon, Beau came to the house. I took him up to Grandma Amelia's room. On the way up, he spoke to me in a loud, friendly voice. "How is my little niece today?" he asked. We went to Grandma Amelia's room, but she wasn't happy to see Beau. I started to leave.
"Stay, child," she said.
Beau started to talk about money, and Grandma Amelia became angry.
"You always want to talk about business," she said.
Beau and I went downstairs again, and his voice became unfriendly.
"You stupid girl," he said. "I wanted to talk about business. Why didn't you leave the room?"
Grandma Amelia was right. Beau was only interested in her money. One day, some of the furniture disappeared from the house.
"Mayflower, what happened to the furniture?" I asked.
"Your grandma had to sell the furniture," Mayflower said.
"But Grandma Amelia is very rich," I said. "She doesn't need more money."
"Miss Amelia was rich a long time ago," Mayflower said. "She gave a lot of her money to Beau. A lawyer was responsible for the rest, but the lawyer used her money to buy things for himself. One day, he stole the rest of the money and left the country. Now your grandma hasn't got any money."
"Poor grandma," I said. I wanted to cry. "But why didn't she tell anyone?"
"Tell who?" Mayflower said. "Beau? He doesn't care about Miss Amelia."
"But this big old house," I said. "Why didn't Grandma sell it to get money?"
"This is my house," said Mayflower. "I'm going to live here after she dies. Your grandma wants that, so she put it in my name. I wanted to sell the house to help her, but she stopped me. She was born in this house, and she wants to die in it. But I think we'll have to sell it now."
"That's terrible," I said. I wanted to help Grandma Amelia and Mayflower. I sat and thought for a moment. Then I had an idea. I put my arms around her and then ran downstairs to phone Longboy at his hotel.
"You've got to come here immediately," I said. "I need you."
Longboy arrived very quickly.
"What's wrong, sugar?" he said.
I was worried. I told him everything. He smiled. "Well, we don't have to stay here anymore," he said. "Let's go to the hotel."
"I'm not going to leave yet," I said. "We've got to help Amelia."
"Well, we can give her some money, sugar," he said, "but we haven't got much."
"No, Amelia won't take our money," I said. "You must think of a better idea. Call me later at the house."
I ran upstairs to Grandma Amelia's room. She looked so old and weak. Mayflower was sitting next to her.
Suddenly, I knew how much I loved them both. I didn't want to lie to them anymore. I said, "I have to tell you something." I told Grandma Amelia and Mayflower about Beau's plan. There was a long silence. Then Mayflower said, "You tricked us. You should be ashamed of yourself. Miss Amelia has enough problems in her life." I started to cry.
"Oh, Mayflower, I'm so sorry," I said. "I really am." I went and put my arms around her.
"How could Beau do this to me?" said Amelia. "My own nephew."
"You won't have to worry about money again, Grandma Amelia," I said. "My dad is going to help you."